for 25 years. Nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, what up, what up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart, we got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What up, 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 do? Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amon Hawkins. Appreciate you for taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. Make sure you subscribe on any podcast platform you are tuning in. And if you're on iTunes, definitely leave a review, man. It helps with the visibility. And I appreciate everybody that's been leaving reviews, whether it's just, you know, the star review, or if you want to do an actual written review, it's definitely appreciated, but it helps with the visibility, man. And it's picking up steam. And I appreciate all of you guys for your feedback, your interactions. It's definitely helped, whether it's a positive or a negative interaction. You know, you learn in every interaction. So it makes the podcast continue to elevate and improve. So I appreciate you guys. Shout out to my sponsor, Aber Insurance. This episode was sponsored by Aber Insurance. That's home, business, auto, or life insurance. The good people at Aber has been servicing the state of Virginia for over 20 years. Yeah, Virginia. Yeah, they got out the mud in Virginia, baby. So if you local here in Charlottesville or local in Virginia, or if you're out of town, hit them up, man, at aberinsurance.net. They'll take care of you. They'll create a policy that fits your budget. You could call them toll-free at 866-985-3558. Again, you could call them toll-free at 866-985-3558 or locally 434-218-4589. So, you know what week it is. It's rivalry week. Playing Tech for the Commonwealth Cup. In the past two decades, Tech pretty much been taking us out to the woodshed. I know it's been difficult for fans to talk that trash when it comes to football between these two teams, you know. So our fan base would say, hey, all you have is football. And then their fan base would be like, so what? I mean, that's all they could really say is so what. And if you're just talking about football, yeah, they got the upper hand. But that don't mean we got to stop talking. That's why I don't understand how folks always say, yo, you can't talk. Your team is trash. And I'd be looking at them like, I never understood that logic because, oh, do we just apply that to just our sports teams? You feel me? Because I always look at it like everybody going to talk. You got bums who were bums in the sport or still talk trash to you about the sport. Like, they'll tear you down knowing they bums, but it don't matter to them. They just want to let you know that you were a bum. So that's what Tech do. No matter what type of season Tech has, which they could be on the verge of having back-to-back losing seasons. They had a losing season last year where they had more wins than losses. I mean, more losses than wins, my bad. And then this year, they're on the verge of having more losses than wins. So, but they don't care because when it comes to us, it don't the overall records don't matter to them. And that's how it should be. It should be, yeah, you might have done this, but we beat you. You know, but they already got the caveat built in. This one thing I really, really dislike about the petty level of Tech fans, which is actually pretty smart though. You gotta tip your hat. They will build in the safety net if they lose to the Hoos. They say, oh, this is one of our worst teams in so many years, so you better win this year. No, hell no. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. You step out on the field, you got to get this work. Just like if somebody injured and they play, you ain't going to say where they was hurt. You're going to say where they was out in that field. So Tech fans, respectfully, y'all got to cut that out. That don't work over here, bruh. No, sir. Because I can say, oh, we should have beat y'all the last 4 years. Our teams was better than y'all, but y'all beat us on the field. It don't matter. You beat us. The last four, Kurt Benkert's last year, we should have beat y'all. See, shoulda. Perkins, his first year as a starter down there in Lane, shoulda. We beat y'all 2019. And then last year, shoulda. But it didn't happen. So I don't want to hear none of this, well, y'all should have because their coach this and that and all that. Nah, we're not going to do that. Because the same quarterback y'all was making fun of right now is leading the country and putting them on notice about his passing abilities. We ain't forget. It's screenshots. It's receipts out there for y'all talking bad about Brennan Armstrong. And look, man, it's a difference between ribbing somebody because it's a rivalry and really believing what you were saying. And now you got to save face. Y'all was laughing at folks when people were jumping out there saying Brennan Armstrong is going to be a good quarterback. Y'all was really laughing. Y'all was key-keying. You was bragging about the quarterback you got that was a transfer. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. And then y'all want a Hooker out of there, and then Hooker go to Tennessee and look a whole lot better. Like, y'all, see, I be trying to tell y'all, calm down, sit down, hold on, be strategic, and when you hit tweet, don't just be out here living on the edge, living full of emotions. Because we got people who know how to work screenshots, and they start throwing out the receipts, and you don't like it. You can't take it. Why am I talking to Tech fans like they really listen to my podcast? Oh, because they do. That's why. They do. Trust me. Tech fans listen to my podcast. They do. The same ones who give me all the vitriol and say you suck and you didn't do this, they be right here front and center every single week listening. They do. Come on, Cletus. Come on. I do want to say one thing to all the folks out there that love to just go at folks. Like, I do want to put this out there, man. Social media is dangerous. Cause you got folks that's really out here just miserable, right? And they do some things to try to mess up your life. So anybody always asks me what made me taper back from, you know, unleashing Petty Hawk? Is this fan base we about to go up against? Cause they petty. It couldn't be Petty Hawk with the verbal exchange, so they started getting with the petty exchanges, and yeah. So that's why this fan base, I ain't saying y'all soft, but, you know, it ain't like I was LeBron, like I was a little girl sitting courtside, and y'all was LeBron James, and y'all pointing me out. Nah, I ain't talking about that. LeBron was supposed to kick them out. I wasn't wishing death on none of one of your loved ones. But y'all was coming at me on some old malarkey. And the fact that I was laughing at y'all, y'all still try to get your boy hemmed up. But I digress. All right, man, it's your first time tuning in. Before we start every podcast, we set the mood. Since this game is between two teams in Virginia, I got to salute all, well, I ain't going to salute all the Virginia artists, but you know the big artists that or producers that you know out of Virginia, we playing their music, you know, whether it's them on the mic or them on the board. You know, gonna let it fly. But I said, you know what, man? We got one regular season game left. I gotta go to my Rocky bag. Let me see if y'all can recognize which Rocky this is and which scene this is right here. Listen up right here. Here we go. We're gonna go to the Rocky bag. Which Rocky is this? This is Rocky V. The one more round scene. Tommy Gunn beating the brakes off Rocky. He old. It's the last home game of the season. Ooh, Rocky get punched in the face a lot in these clips. Let's go, Mick. Tell him what he need to do.
Now get up one more round. This guy hard.
Come on.
He's no machine. I get the end of hell. Get up, you son of a bitch. Mickey loves you.
Yo, Tommy.
I didn't hear no bell.
One more round.
Come on, get back. Come on.
Tommy,
you don't need this.
Tommy, you lose your finish.
I got one more round. Come on. I'm not going to knock you out this time. I'm going to put you to the street. One more round.
Come on, Rocky. Come on, Rocky.
All right. That's all I'll play for y'all, man. That's that Rocky Five. Hey, but I do want to play this scene, though. Y'all remember this scene? This is how I see a lot of fans that be on Twitter talking trash. And they be real disrespectful.
Touchman, I'll sue.
Come on, pug. Touchman, I'll sue.
That's how a lot of y'all be out there, man. Y'all be talking real greasy to people on Twitter. And then you see him in person. And then you got to keep that same energy. He touched me. And I was... Well, I got to hear it one more time.
Come on, pug.
Come on.
Judgment, I'll sue. Come on, pug. Judgment, I'll sue. Come on, pug. Judgment, I'll sue.
Come on, punk. Touch me and I'll sue. Yeah, man, that's that Rocky Five energy. Let's get right into it, man. Let's get right into it. What we gonna start off with? You know what we gonna start off with. Let's get it.
You ready to do this? You ready to come down here? It's Virginia. We do this in broad daylight.
Shout out to the Clips.
That's a whole different degree of homicide.
Where you from?
You ready?
I'm from Virginia. What ain't to do with cook? Pack it up, sell it triple price. The books, where we re-up, relocate, re-off the roof. So when we pull up, it ain't to do with look. In my home, sweet home, I keep chrome next to my bones. Alters my walk to limping. Since I love the feel, I guess I'm passionately pimping. It is what it seems, that thing imprinting through the seam of my jeans. By all means, lost it all from life to love. But my faith and my money helped me rise above. See, I turned to the Lord when them times got tough. Bullied through the streets, I pushed and shoved in that old Virginia. Out of 10.
Oh, if you didn't know, my intro song is by Pusha T. He from Virginia. And then they known for this song more than anything. Y'all know who that is.
I go by the name of Pharrell
from the Neptunes.
And I just want to let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world
let's go.
Is about to
let's
feel.
Go. Let's go. Feel it's
something
week, man.
That I'm they never
felt before.
What
we doing?
Come on.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I sell it with one whip. It's off the hard, I'm the neighborhood pusher. Call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that jack. On or off the track, I'm heavy cuz. Ball to your father, you can duck to the Fetty Gov.
Sorry,
my
love,
but I'm seeing through these eyes. Benz convoys with the wagon on the side. Only big boys keep deuces on the ride. Gucci Chuck Taylor with the dragon on the side. Man, I make a buck while I scram. I'm trying to show y'all who the fuck I am. The Jews is flirting, be damned if I'm hurting. Legend in two games like I'm Pee Wee Kirkland. Platinum on the block with consistent hits. While Pharrell keep talking this music.
What we doing? What we doing in the sky?
We grinding.
Huh? What we doing?
We grinding.
Then you got to switch it up. Then you got to switch it up and take it to Mr. Mina. Huh? What y'all remember about this right here? Yeah. That beat right there by Timbaland.
I'm dancing.
Yeah. For the ladies who listen to the show, go. For the ladies who listen to the show.
No.
Yeah. What? What you got for me, Missy?
I was looking for affection.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to go.
What else?
Swing it in my direction. I'll be out of control. Let's take it
get
to
your
perfection.
Mind right. Get your mind right.
It's you and me. Let's see if
Ball Hawk ring, Show. Ring, Ball ring. Hawk
it
Show.
Out of me.
Break it down, Missy. Ooh, I.
Suck it to me, lock it to me.
Ooh, ooh.
I can take it like a pro. You know. Do a long throw. The backstroke. My hormones jumping up the disco.
Yeah. Yeah, then we switch it up. Then we switch it up some a little bit harder. Yeah.
R-O-C-H.
Uh-huh.
Mentally.
Oh, you know how to play some Jay-Z.
Chicka Man.
Chicka Man. Timberland.
Missy.
Mentally.
Twister.
Uh-huh.
Shona.
Uh-huh. Let's go, Jay. Let's go, Jay.
Yeah. Don't get mad at me. I don't love him. I'm out chasing my duck. I'm replacing with another one. You had to see. She keep calling me big. And my name is Jay-Z. She was all of mine. Gradually, I'm taking over you. Coming over you. Got my feet up on your sofas, man. I'm eating posters from an open hand. You coming home to ditch. Then empty soda cans. I got your chub in my rover, man. I never kiss her. Never hold her hand. In fact, I diss her. I'm a bolder man. I'm a pimper. It's over, man. When I twist her in the ghost sedan. Like I'm Goldie, man. You chosen man. Chicken man. Iceberg with the frozy hands. Sweater man's don't make it rosy, man.
Watch y'all in his face with a hand on his. Keep licking her lips. That's your chick. Watch y'all in his ride with a hand on his thigh. Keep licking in his lips. Oh, is that your chick? Let it tell her chill while you all in
his. All right. Y'all, I can get carried away with Virginia artists, man. I can get. Hold on. You know how to play this right here. That's that Indian flute.
Oh.
Hey. Get him, Timberland. This vibe to this one right here.
I like you.
Turn your speakers up for this one right here. You got subwoofers. Like this gonna bang.
Baby, must you feel it? Hey, I'm much love.
What?
Baby, I've been eyeing you way from afar.
Yeah, y'all don't know about that, man. Y'all did not know nothing about that one right there. Don't too many people know about the Indian flute. That song is crazy, but yeah. Oh, hold on. I forgot to play my last part of my favorite song right here. Push your T. Ho, gotta go back. It's that Santeria right here by Pusha T. Just listen to what he's saying right here. It's my favorite part of the song right here.
Of all the things
portion.
I've ever paid for, know that it's no price tag when I wage war. It's no more to pray for. Get preyed on, dark in my doorstep. They told me the day's gone. You listening, Davon? As I'm talking to your spirit, for God's sakes, I'm dealing with heartbreak. Checking my ego, I'm living with lost faith. I'm back in this hit. You ever seen Shark Tank? I paid them in small bills, all of them small face. I bet when we draw blood, you so draw blank. Dress you in all black, partner with all saints. I'm numbers, it's all facts. My shooters give all thanks and all praise. No jail bars can save. Leave you like Malcolm where X marks your grave. Hey, it's probably better this way. It's cheaper when the chaplain prays. Santeria.
It's something about that part of the song, right, man? That just get me right.
This episode is brought to you by Carvana. Carvana is in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. They even offer customizable financing so you can plan your down and monthly payments. To shop thousands of affordable vehicles 100% online, download the app or visit Carvana.com. Availability may vary by market.
All right, man, Virginia Tech versus Virginia. Don't no more words need to be said. That's the end of the podcast right there. What you want me to say? Like, this game plan? Look, I was just thinking about this the other day. When it comes to this, hold on, let me get my game out of composure. When it comes to this preview, the lead up to this game, ain't too much need to be said. But like, it's really difficult to put into words like the emotion that comes into this game, and as much as fans joke around and say, oh, it's not a rivalry because Virginia Tech done won damn near, I don't know how many they won in the last 18, 19, 20 years. Y'all know the record. I just know we only won one, dang it, in a long time. But people who quit, I say it ain't no rivalry. But people who going to keep getting up and fighting going to say, damn it, you going to respect me. You know what I'm saying? You got that transfer way of living. Oh, my transfer is getting too tough. Nah, I'm going to keep standing right here. I'm going to keep punching. I'm going to keep swinging on you. Something going to land. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you got to approach it. Like, I'm going to keep fighting. Like Rock said, I got one more round. It's like when you playing video games and somebody beat you, yo, one more time. Nope, I'm going to play one more time. Nah, let's play one more. Before you know it, you done played video games for 7 straight hours. And as soon as that person finally beat you, they like, all right, I'm done. It didn't matter what led up to it. Until I beat you, I'm going to keep playing. Say what you want. But nah, man, in all honesty, man, Virginia Tech comes into the game 5-6 overall, 3-4 in the ACC. Virginia is 6-5 overall, 4-3 in the ACC. Virginia has dropped 3 games in a row. 3 games in a row after winning 4 straight games. They allow BYU to score 66, Notre Dame 28, and Pitt 48. Virginia Tech, on the other hand, how many games y'all done? Let me see. How many times y'all done lost in a row? Have y'all lost in a row? I ain't even pay attention. This episode is usually pretty difficult for me to really, you know, be unbiased. Oh, y'all beat Duke before y'all lost to Miami. Because y'all had lost to Boston College. I beat Georgia Tech. Y'all lost to Syracuse. Okay. So y'all won't on no losing streak. But anyway, what's the scouting report on Virginia Tech, Ball Hawk? They want to run the ball. They want to run the ball. The last 5 games, they've ran for 260 yards versus Syracuse, 237 yards versus Georgia Tech, 162 yards versus Boston College, 297 yards versus Duke, 227 yards versus Miami. So that just lets you know right there what they want to do is run the football. And why should that be concerned for the Wahoos? Because they are in dead last when it comes to stopping and running the conference. Dead last. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, Wake Forest is close. They give up 213. We give up 217. Duke give up 211. Uh-oh, they ran for 297 versus Duke. Who else down there? Georgia Tech was giving up 179. They ran for 237 versus them. Syracuse was only giving up 126. They ran for 260 versus Syracuse. So the elephant in the room is what? They're going to run the football. That's what they're going to do. Syracuse ran for 317 yards versus them. They ran for 260 yards versus Syracuse. Both ran the ball 44 times respectively. Well, Syracuse ran it one more time at 45. The score was 41-36 that game. Syracuse attempted 34 passes. Virginia Tech only attempted 20 passes. What's the most times Virginia Tech has thrown the ball this season? Let me look that up right quick. Because you're going to have to make them throw. Because they're going to want to run. And your offense could be your best defense, to be honest with you. First game versus UNC, they threw the ball 19 times. Versus Middle Tennessee, they threw the ball 28. 26 versus West Virginia. 29 versus Richmond. How they throwing the ball 30 times? Up, there you go. They threw the ball 32 times versus Pitt and only scored 7 points. Threw the ball 34 times versus Notre Dame. They lost in that game, but not by much, 32-29. Threw the ball 25 times versus Georgia Tech. Threw the ball just 18 times versus Duke. Threw the ball 17 times versus Boston College. And they threw the ball 28 times versus Virginia Tech. So the one time they threw the ball 30 times, they had their lowest scoring output, and that was versus Pitt. They ran for 90 yards versus Pitt. They only had 134 yards. I mean, they barely had over 200 yards of total offense versus Pitt. So, You know, Virginia Tech got a good size offensive line. They got young Tanuta. He is 6'9" now. Good gracious. That's a big mamma jamma. That's their star left tackle. They got Smith, who's 6'3", Hoffman, 6'3", at center, Moore, 6'3", at right guard, and Silas or Clements at the right tackle. Braxton B-squared is their starting quarterback, and then they use Bloomrick. They use him a lot versus Miami to run the football. It's ironic that they was making fun of Brennan Armstrong being like Tim Tebow, and they basically use their backup, Connor Blumrick, like Tim Tebow was when he was in Florida. Like, they come in and run the football, set the tone, bigger body guy, not a lot of wiggle, no special effects, but it's difficult to bring down. He just ran for over 120 yards versus Miami. B-squared, Braxton Burmeister, he got very – matter of fact, y'all remember last year we had him looking like a damn all-star. Now that I think about it, that's why I said look, it's pride with this game. Last year, they was so balanced on us, it was nasty. They ran for 252 yards versus us last year, threw for 202. Like, come on, man. He was 15 to 22. I remember one time he only had like one incompletion. So, as a team, how many times did we attempt to run last year? Let me see. Brennan had 15 rushes, a lot of those like scrambles and stuff. Simpson had 2 rushes. Tyler Popper had 2 rushes. Thompson had 2 rushes. Herbert last year had 20 carries, 162. Yeah, he was balling. He was definitely balling. But Virginia Tech, man, like, it's over the years, that's all they want to do. They want to be balanced. They want to be balanced. No matter who's at quarterback, they want to be balanced, whether it's Brian Randall, whether it's Tyrod Taylor, whether it's Marcus Vick, Michael Vick, Logan Thomas, Hooker a couple years ago when they came here and played. They want to be balanced. And it starts with the running game. You can take the running game away from them, and that's easier said than done. But it's not just your defense that could take away the running game. It's your offense. Get out, score early. You get your early stop. Score again, get them in the hole. Take a percentage of their running plays away from them. Take that calmness away from them. Don't allow them to be methodical. They want to be methodical. They feel like they can out-physical you. They feel like they can punk you. They figure they could just out-tough you. That lunch pail type of mentality. I've been in those wars with them. That's not going to ever change. As much as a new coach would come in and try to change it, the fan base is not going to let them change that aura, that vibe about that program. Now they got a former player leading the way, and that's even more dangerous. Coach Price has been a part of the wars front and center. So you know the emotion is going to be there. If Fuente was still there, I'd be super confident. Like, yo, we're going to beat the brakes off them because they're in turmoil. We're going to punish them. But it's different now. This game really means something now. Because of who's at the helm. Like, Fuente would have just Tony from Blue Chips and threw the damn game. He would have. I don't care. Let me get up out of here. Now, you know what's crazy? Nah, I ain't going to go there. Because that ain't the vibe. But yeah, man, J.C. Price, you know, last week versus Miami was at a blip on the radar. Because Miami just threw the ball all over Virginia Tech. I'm talking about versus man-to-man. They got Waller, one of the better DBs in the ACC. They was attacking him. They attacked him early with deep balls. I mean, the first completion for Miami was a deep pass on Waller, which you haven't seen that much this year because he's been one of the top corners in our conference. And they were going at him. And then schematically, they just had Virginia Tech just lost. But that happened last week. And you know they're going to try to correct it. And they lead the conference in pass defense. Just throw that out there. Passing defense. No, I'm sorry. They're number 2. Boston College is number 1. Virginia Tech is number 2 in passing defense. They only give up 200 101.8 yards per game through the air. Total defense, they are number six, giving up 376.5 yards a game. Virginia is 13th, giving up 466. Offensive-wise, they are last in the ACC. They average 361.6. So you got the worst offense statistically in the ACC versus the number 13th ranked defense out of 14 teams statistically in the ACC. Virginia has the number two offense in the ACC statistically, 518 total yards a game. UVA has the worst, well, we don't got the worst rushing offense. They went against the worst rushing offense last week, and that was Miami, which it didn't matter because Miami was letting it fly in the rain. They was letting it fly in the hurricane, no pun intended. Wasn't really no hurricane. They ran the ball 30 times for 54 yards. Virginia Tech still ran for 227 yards versus them. Miami had a very fast first quarter when they scored 14 points. Matter of fact, Miami scored 28 points in the first half. It was 28-13. Then Virginia Tech went on a 13-3 run in the third quarter, and Miami scored a touchdown in the fourth and shut out Virginia Tech. They're going to keep fighting. That shows you fight. They scored 13 in the first half, and they came out and scored 13 in the third quarter alone. So that showed you that Coach Price woke them up and made sure they kept fighting. But big plays, Miami had those. 75-yard touchdown pass, then the 55-yard touchdown pass. And like they said, they had some other explosive plays. But that's the name of the game versus Tech. You always got to have explosive plays if you want to win versus them. You got to have offensive explosive plays at least one a quarter. You got to break it open. You got to back them off. And then I heard Dax Holyfield, salute to Dax Holyfield, by the way. Seemed like a good young man. He's that player that you hate to play against but probably admire and you know, embrace playing beside. Apparently, he was quoted saying that Brendan Armstrong struggles with man-to-man defenses. Like Virginia offense and Brendan Armstrong struggle versus man-to-man offenses. Which leads me to believe, I wonder if they really going to play man. Is that the old Jedi mind trick? Is that like, you don't have to dare Coach Anaya to throw the football. He going to throw it. You ain't got to worry about it. He going to throw the football. Hello. But if you really, I'm trying to think, the podcast is not messing up. I just don't know how to complete this sentence. Is that a challenge to your own secondary guys, Dax, that you want them to step up and be able to play man-to-man because you know you had to get pressure on Brendan? Or do you truly believe that you could leave your DBs, which you're going to be included because we go empty. You're going to have to cover too. Not play cover too because y'all will play some short zone, but you will have to cover also. And believe me, you, number zero, Jelani Woods, you more than welcome to cover him man to man, respectfully. Like, that's what I love about this rivalry. Like, you got to show up now. Because there's so many shots that's thrown during the season, during the offseason, like when the punter told Bryce Perkins, don't drop the hammer and all this stuff. And Bryce, first touchdown in the game, quarterback draw. He had two of them things in the first quarter alone. But this ain't 2019, because last year they took us to the woodshed. So now what you going to do? Coastal's out the picture. Nobody believes in you defensively. Defensive guys, they don't believe you. You need more people. They don't believe you can stop the run. Everybody's asking me, like, Hulk, I know in this podcast, you're going to say, yo, we got to give to stop the run. I know in your Red Diamond coffee morning brew, coffee and tea morning brew, I got tongue tied right there. I know that's your matchup. Hell no, it ain't gonna be my matchup. Gonna be this. I'm gonna let the cat out the bag right now. If you listen to this before you see the matchup, or you come to the Scott and Who Vision, this the matchup. You gotta strike. If this was the one game you need an offense to damn near be perfect, this is the one. Jack, this is the one. This needs to come full circle now. You remember the first time we ever went to Blacksburg with Coach Anaya's offensive coordinator, we played like 13 quarterbacks. Looked like purity, trash can juice, and offense. And now look at Coach Anaya. The number one passing offense in the ACC, 390.2 yards a game. Versus the number two passing defense. Something got to give. Something just ain't right. Challenge. This is the number two passing offense in the ACC. The best passing defense we played against in the ACC was Wake Forest. And people feel like Brendan struggled that game. Because North Carolina number eight, he shredded them. Louisville at number 10, down by 17. Yes, sir. Miami, that was okay. Pitt, not a problem. Because they was, you know, they number 12 in pass defense. Duke wasn't a problem. They was last. Georgia Tech was But now you got the number two pass defense in the ACC. What you going to do? Would you want to be balanced? Absolutely. Is it going to happen? Absolutely not. It's not going to be balanced. Look, man, this is the last game of season. This is the last regular season game. I ain't pulling no punches. Ain't going to be no balance. We chucking it. Huck and chuck. 390 a game. You give up 201.8, something got to give. Either it's going to be you or it's going to be us. And it ain't going to be us. That's the mindset you got to have. That's the mindset they're going to have. We going in there. We got Waller. We got, what's the other DB? Because they got a good secondary. Let's not forget, the first game of the season, they had North Carolina clamped up. Yeah, buddy. They got Daly, Peoples, Connor, Waller, Strong, and or Chapman. They could cover. They could play man. They'd get up in your face. They'd jam you. They'd run with you. They got the swagger. But we the best in the nation. That's the mantra. You got to check all of us. It's just not Wicks. It's just not Kemp. It's just not Thompson. It's just not Woods. It's just not Henry. It's just not Starling. It's just not Fields. You got to check everybody. How many you got to cover? Because we coming. Chucking it. But again, Virginia fans, Virginia Tech has displayed. They can lock up. It's there. They can lock up. The same receiver that had 200 yards versus us last week at Pitt, he only had 62 versus Tech. Nobody from Pitt had 100 yards receiving. Pickett only threw for 203 yards versus them. They could lock you up, bruh. The number two passing offense in the ACC, Pitt, they only gave up 203. Pitt threw the ball 37 times. Now, don't get me wrong, Pitt ran for 208. But I know our offense. I do, man. As much as I would say, yo, all we got to do is run the ball. I'm telling you, Coach, nah, just run the ball. It's not going to happen, Captain. Sorry. Don't mean to, like, this is not a diss. This is not to discourage. I'm just a realist. What's going to happen is this. We're going to chuck it. And we're going to have to win. Because when they get the ball, they going to run. And initially, we will start out stopping the run. But here's the gift and the curse about our offense. They either score fast or they get off the field fast. because we don't run the football, because everything is tempo. And majority of the time when we get a first down, it takes one or two downs. Majority of the time when we score, it takes three or four plays. So your defense could get you a stop, or they could yield three on a 5 or 6 minute drive. And then our offense will score super fast. And guess what? That defense right back out there. So that's the takeaway when you don't have a running game or don't have a game in which you can slow the pace down. That's why leads aren't really safe when we have them, because we're going to continue to be tempo. Like the Georgia Tech game. You have a good running game to where you could hand the ball off, the onsides don't even take place. And that's what teams know with us. They know, yes, Virginia is capable of going on offensive juggernaut-style runs. That's okay. They're going to have a lull moment. And when they have a lull moment, we're going to tire that defense out. So we're going to keep going to the body. We're going to keep running the football. They get a stop, cool. Defense, just get us a field goal here and there, because we wearing them out. And sooner or later, they're going to get impatient. One thing I can say about when a team, that's why I want to just take away the run game for any defense. I mean, as our defense, take away any opposing team's rush offense and dare you to throw, because the margin of error increases when you're throwing the football versus when you're running it. If y'all, you know, haven't really paid attention to football, the teams that can be super balanced or that can end up just running the football, just look how successful they are in the long haul. Like, as much as Pitt and Pickett throw the football, they are very capable of running the football. They are. They can run the football. Like, you can't say they can't. Wake Forest, they can run the football. Now, I know statistically Pitt is like right above us. We at 127 running the game, they at 159 running the game. But they can run the ball with their, like, I put it to you like this. They can run the ball with their backs. We can run the football too. We could give it to Keaton. We can run it with Brennan, but we haven't demonstrated that we can just literally hand it off to our backs and get money. Let me throw that out. That's the difference. Because statistically, yeah, we could get you a 200-yard game, but where was it produced? Isn't it crazy, NC State? I'm just looking at NC State third in rush defense. But yeah, man, so that my keys to the game is you got to throw speed the game up. Can you cause Virginia Tech to become impatient? Can you cause, now here's another thing. For some reason, I feel confident we can stop those power quarterback runs. For some reason, I feel like we can stop those. The inside zones to the boundary, those are the ones that give me cause to pause, because the cutback is to the field, and it's a lot of field. So will they flip the script and try to run inside zones to the boundary, as all teams have been doing that successful versus us, and tell they back, yo, check the backside A-gap? Because most likely you're going to get confronted by the same guy over and over, and can you end up making him miss, because it's going to be a lot of field. We'll go put a lot of our strength to the boundary, use the H to cross block behind the line of scrimmage and leave you one-on-one with a guy in space. Look for this cutback lane. But I like what our defense has been doing, our four-man front, their alignments, how we've been coming forward. But, you know, offensively, man, it's like our defense gets you a stop a quarter. You got to score when they get you a stop. You have to. This game, any stops the defense gets you, score. Look, a turnover is a waste if you can't take advantage of it. It's demoralizing, especially if they return it to the red zone area and you come away with three. That's why we beat Louisville. Was it Louisville or Miami? It was Did Miami score? No, Louisville. Yeah, Louisville. Louisville, yeah. We held them to three at the turnover. I think Miami, we held them to three off a turnover as well. Maybe they scored on that corner route off the interception. We was in empty and bring it through to the boundary and the linebacker picked it off. I'm trying to figure out, did we hold them to three? Did they score seven? Anyway, you have to. So, yeah, man, I wanted to keep my emotions taping in because everybody know how connected I am to this rivalry, you know, the catch in 98. So, yeah, man. We gotta bring the Commonwealth Cup back. It left us last year. They got to bring it here to Charlottesville for the game. They might as well just leave it for after the game. That's the motto. It's here. They joke us because the coaching staff got the clock beat Tech. They no good. Like, ain't no such thing as rent-free, bro. All you people out there with these second and third and burner accounts out there, y'all got to chill out saying y'all live rent-free and not here. That's no. It's not like that because y'all check for everything we do. Like, come on, man. Both sides got a point. Both sides like, yo, you always think about us. Like, at the end of the day, both fan bases always checking to see what the teams are doing so they got ammunition for when they face each other. That's just what it is. That's why I laugh at the rent-free stuff. And I had a guy, a dude that came on. He said this was the second account. Like, why you got two accounts? So you could be a butthole on this one? And if it get locked up, nobody can hold it against you. Like, fool, your face still attached to it. Or is that even your face? But just came in and said, oh, you know, crazy stuff on Twitter, man. I never understood why people, like, talk trash to you in the sport and then try to say how much, oh, I got a great paying job. What does that even mean? Are you that insecure and talking trash that you got to start talking about your real life? Like, how much money you make? Like, what does that even mean? So, we talk about a sports game. Now, if somebody tell me I suck, I'm like, yeah, I suck. But, hey, I ain't suck that day. Whoa. Yikes. Wait a minute. I wasn't bad that game. I'm going to correct that. Y'all got me talking like y'all. I don't talk like that. But yeah, man, let me stop rambling. Y'all, as y'all could tell, man, I'm excited about this game. At 3:47 with a 5 minutes TV slide, the game will begin. Make sure you're at Scott Stadium. Stop trying to give away your tickets. Cancel everything you're doing and get to the game, man. You don't want to miss this game. It's gonna be live, man. It's gonna be live. I want our offense to just be high powered. Because if Dax Holyfield really said we struggle with playing man-to-man, they believe they can stop this offense because nobody's really throwing the ball on them like that, except for Miami. I think Miami, let me look one more time before I let y'all out of here. I know this is a longer preview. UNC only threw for 208. Middle Tennessee threw for 283. That might be the most. Richmond threw for 77. West Virginia threw for 193. Notre Dame threw for 221. Pitt, like I said, 203. Syracuse, 236, and they ran for 314. Georgia Tech threw for 183. Duke threw for 147. Boston College, they threw for 112. That was a bloodbath game. Virginia Tech ran for 162 that game. BC ran the ball 54 times for 234 yards. Virginia Tech had 73 yards passing. BC had 102. That was old school Heisha Heisha football. So, yeah, Miami has thrown. Miami's the only team that throw for 300 yards versus them. 357 to be exact. That's a daggone pistol. Magnum. Old Dirty Harry right there. And then Clint Eastwood got 357. That's the most anybody's ever thrown on them this season. And they went against Pitt and limited Pitt. 357. This came off a game where somebody threw for 357, and guess who coming to town? The Wahoos. With the number one passing attack. If you don't think they get up to stop the pass this week, you got another thing coming. And if you don't think Virginia Tech can try to run the ball on the Wahoo defense, you got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. Oh, they licking their chops. They know let's weather the storm. That's what they're saying. Let's weather the storm. They playing at home. Let's weather the storm. Weather the storm. Even they score early, weather the storm. They score, weather the storm. You got to become the storm. Ain't no weathering. That's what you got to tell them. You ain't weathering. Jack, this storm staying here. You got to evacuate. It's going to be a tough game, man. It's Virginia Tech. Records don't mean nothing. What happened last week don't mean nothing. Period. Knuckle up. Because they come in and hit you in your mouth. I ain't never met a Virginia Tech team that won't nasty and then try to come take your food. They're going to take your meal. Huh? That's all I got, man. How we going to end this? How we going to end this? I don't even know what song I want to end this with. Might not end it with no song. Oh. I know how I'm going to end this song. Oh, I know. Hold on, man. I ain't played my jam in a minute, man. Y'all just been letting me disrespect the GOAT, man. Huh? Come on, man. That's how we going to end it right here. Good as the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to. Appreciate everybody for rocking out with your boy. Hopefully you had a happy Thanksgiving, man. I see you at the field. If you get there early, come holler at your boy, man. Check me out on Who Vision. Beginning the game and at halftime. Until next time, the Ball Hawk Show. Ah, let's go, Tupac. It's the mindset we on.
Dressing the man public, my attitude was sick. Those motherfuckers love it to be a soldier. Most men take composure at ease, don't like it's complicated. Only what you make it to be. And mom, since she's a rider, the got you while she hot and horny, go up inside her. Then I spit some game in the ear, go to the telly, ho. You put with money in the bin, cause bitch, I'm barely broke. I'm smoking bombs, you stabbing the crucial. From player to player, the gang's back, the feeling's mutual. From hustling and praise to begging motherfuckers to pay us. I got no time for these. Cause these songs about to play some on a meal ticket missing, want a meal. Someone wishing competition got me blitz. On that bitch, all they stress. I'm a rhyme, though, clown hoes like it's mandatory. No class, no glory, my nigga, I got the game distorted. Now it's on and it's on because I said so. Can't trust the bitch in the business, so I got with Dan, bro. Now these money hungry, this is getting suspicious. Started plotting and planning on the scheme to come and twist us. But thugs, they can be on point and game tight. Recycling Bogart, strapped up the same night. Got to my business as a rider.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.